This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It is good to have you along. A well-known community foundation is getting a name change. The Central Susquehanna Community Foundation is now going to be the Community Giving Foundation. They have a new logo, a new website, and we'll hear today from their president and CEO, Holly Morrison. She's going to talk about those changes while updating you on the foundation's work and explaining, if you don't know, exactly what a foundation is and what their reason is for existing. Holly, thanks for being with us on the program today. We appreciate it. Let me ask you first, just kind of for a definition of a community foundation and what it is before we get into the specific changes coming there.
Yeah, sure. So the foundation is what we call a philanthropic hub, and ours serves 5.5 counties. They are geographically defined. So our region includes Columbia, Montour, Snyder Union, Northumberland, and the lower piece of Luzerne County. We began in 1988, actually, so we're about 21 years old. And we work with individuals and agencies who have charitable interest and want to give back to the communities in which they live, and they do that by establishing endowed funds. These funds then provide annual grants to nonprofit organizations and municipal governments. So we began with one fund 21 years ago. We now have about 300. And we manage a portfolio of $61 million.
Is this kind of a model that's used around the country?
It is. It is. There are actually more than 800 community foundations across our United States. And what we call our Council on Foundations, which is that foundation that helps us lead through their efforts across the United States, they keep in contact with us, and it's a membership program, so we all join, and then we are linked together. So I have partners in all of the other states across the country that I can communicate with and be in touch with.
Give us some concept of the value of a foundation. Everybody's trying to raise money, but what's the value for an organization to go through the Community Giving Foundation?
These 300 funds that we have are started through a process that endows the fund. Every year we have then a spending policy that we adhere to and make grants from those 300 funds. Okay, so every fund has a purpose and a geography that it serves. So, for example, one of our affiliates is the Danville Area Community Foundation. We have 5 affiliates: Berwick, Bloomsburg, Danville, Sealands Grove, and Sunbury. So the Danville affiliate has a board, and it has many funds that it serves under them. Every one of them has a purpose and a geography. It might be a scholarship fund. It might be an agency fund. It might be a designated fund, a donor-advised fund. So what happens is this money is invested, and then annually we provide a spending policy, which right now is 4.25% of a 16-quarter rolling average. And that money is then sent either to the designated nonprofit or municipal government that it's supposed to serve, or many of them are unrestricted and go through a competitive grant application process. So in Danville, the unrestricted fund is called Neighbors Helping Neighbors. And every year, they accept applications, and then they review those applications and make determinations based on the 4.25% that they have to distribute grants to nonprofits and municipal governments in that area. It's a little abstract, and the language is a little tough to get around. But basically, people come in, they set up a fund, they want us to give it out in some way, whether they decide, whether they want us to decide, whether they want an application to decide. We invest that money, we want it to grow, and then annually we distribute it.
Give us a bit more history, a little look at how you got to where you are now.
It actually started with the sale of the Berwick Hospital. And it was one of the first hospital conversions to happen in 1998. And a profit was given to, because the hospital sold to a for-profit entity, there was a substantial profit in the sale, and so the hospital board had to do something to serve the people that had been in the hospital or had utilized the hospital services. And so they created what was called at that time the Berwick Health and Wellness Foundation. They began, and it was like 23 municipalities and boroughs. It was really for the people who the hospital served. If you were a patient, we collected zip codes at that time. And so, you know, that's that quarter or the half of Luzerne County that we talk about. So it's Wapawalapan and Hobby and Nescopeck and Salem Township, all of the people there who had utilized the hospital at that time. And then we functioned as that from 1998 until 2003. And the board of directors at that time made a conscious decision to create a community foundation, expand its territory, and begin to do more good work in those areas. And that was in 2003. And then in 2006, the Sealands Grove Area Community Foundation and the Sunbury Area Community Foundation partnered with us, two of our first affiliates. And then Danville in 2013 and Bloomsburg in 2018.
Now let's talk a bit about the name change. You know, tell me how it came about and why it's something you wanted to or needed to do.
Our board of directors began 2 years ago to talk about our strategy. And what has always been our number one goal is to establish our name in our footprint. So in our 5.5 counties. And that's all of our affiliates as well. So imagine, if you will, we have 5 affiliates. They all have a different name. They all have a different logo. They all have different colors. We then establish regional initiatives like our Women's Giving Circle. A different name, a different color, a different logo. We have our Youth and Philanthropy Program. And I could go on. So I think I described it a little bit in my video on the website. When you actually see it up on a screen and you realize how disconnected everyone is, I was truly almost catapulted out of my chair because the one thing that we're trying to do is help to spread the word in a connected way, in a unified way, that the Danville Area Community Foundation is a part of us. The Women's Giving Circle is a part of us. Youth and Philanthropy, they're not all separate entities. And so we started this journey, 2 years ago, actually, and finally got to this point where we are now identified by one name. So it is the Community Giving Foundation Danville, the Community Giving Foundation Berwick, the Community Giving Foundation. And this umbrella is still the Community Giving Foundation, but it's the Community Giving Foundation Women's Giving Circle. Community. So we all share the same name, same logo, same colors, same everything. And so when people see us in the newspaper, when people see us in press releases and in our marketing and our advertising, they see that we are connected. We're all connected to one another under the umbrella of Community Giving Foundation. That was the real reason. That was the whole idea behind the rebranding. And the process was a lot more difficult than we all thought. And I'm sure anybody who has done any kind of rebranding would agree with me. You know, every color, every word, every logo. I mean, and we wanted the tree. You know, we believe in the tree. So we needed a reiteration of the tree in our logo. So it was really a long process. And it was very thoughtful. And we were very dedicated to the people who are the stakeholders of our agency. Because we, you know, although it was a small committee, we were really doing it for all of our stakeholders.
Now, is the website location the same? It's just
it is.
Okay.
Yeah, believe it or not. So the name. This was the other thing. People stumbled over our name. I remember sitting at like my kitchen table one night with my family, and my son said, "Mom, you know your foundation." Yes, it's Central Susquehanna Community Foundation. That's what it's called. But people, it was tough because there's so many names that start with Susquehanna of agencies. So people wanted to start it with Susquehanna instead of the Central. And so people tripped up over the names, over that name, and forever they have. So that, too, was one of the reasons that we were thinking about how do we simplify this and make it more powerful.
Well, describe the logo, if you can, just as best as you can do with words as opposed to seeing a picture.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, well, it is a kind of like an open square. We chose the colors of green, so it's variations of green. We wanted very much to have a warm, respectful color, and when you look at it, it's almost like a little bit of a forest green. But the box on the bottom is opened, and it's an arch. And the idea was that we wanted to suggest, strength and growth, but at the same time, this arch that is indicative of kind of like an umbrella support for all of the people who are involved with us. And that's all stakeholders. That's donors and grantees and board members. And so the arch is a really nice way of support. And it can be vertical or horizontal. We have this beautiful wave that goes between community giving and foundation. If you look at our logo, that's in all of our logos, and that line is a very fluid line. So remember you asked me about the website, did it stay the same? We wanted so much for it to stay the same, and our website and our email is CS Giving. We couldn't find anything with just giving. And so we thought, all right, so it's the only thing that's in there that shouldn't be in there is the S. So CS Giving. And we thought, we're keeping it. Okay. We're going to just eliminate that problem for ourselves. And so we did keep the URL as csgiving.org, and all of our email addresses are our first initial last name and then at csgiving.org.
Now, how many people operate the foundation there? I mean, what's your staff?
Sure, there's 7 of us. So when you think about the foundation, I describe it as this. I have a chief advancement officer who is responsible for the development of the organization. I have a financial officer who is oversees all of our financial operations as well as communication with our third-party investor. And then I have a senior program officer who is responsible for all of the money going out the door. So there's basically 3 pillars or 3 departments. And then in addition to those 3 people, we have a communications and events associate, a receptionist and gift processor, and an administrative assistant in responsible for scholarships.
You're headquartered
at 725 West Front Street in Berwick. It's that beautiful triangle building between the CVS and the ballpark. It was we moved in 2008, so we've been here now for quite a few years.
Now, has the I have to ask this question to everybody this year, I think, but how has the pandemic impacted your operations, the actual work you do?
Yeah, sure. So it's completely changed what we do. We're an organization that relies heavily on events. We host several events throughout the year, including some fundraisers specific to funds that we have. All of that ceased. In March, we had our annual meeting, the very beginning of March, the first week of March, and COVID was just kind of coming into play. And I remember on the 15th of March or 16th of March, I sent my staff home to work from home because of the orders that were being given to us from, you know, the governor. And what we did was, we're very proactive with regard to response to disasters, and we had a disaster relief fund, and so we enacted it right away, and we forged, you know, right ahead with collecting money, because we knew that nonprofits were going to be in some serious trouble for various reasons. We went ahead and did some major collecting. And then at the same time, we had to create applications and grant processes for those who were being severely hit and those directly in contact as case managers with people who we knew were going to be in trouble. And then also, we couldn't lose sight of the fact that we have nonprofits who were shutting down and couldn't keep their doors open because they themselves couldn't have fundraisers. So it was a lot of communicating to all of our nonprofits, keeping in constant communication with them. We did end up having two of our own grant rounds through the Disaster Relief Fund. And I think that was approximately $400,000 that we were able to distribute throughout our region. And then we had a wonderful opportunity to partner with Columbia and Montour County Commissioners when they received their COVID block grant money. And we partnered with them because we had the vehicle by which that process could be expedited and could be done in a fashion that was quick and professional and well done. So we partnered with both of them. And so all of the monies that they wanted to provide to nonprofit organizations and also small businesses, that process was facilitated by us. Now, the money still came from the county commissioners for the small businesses. For the nonprofits, it did come through our agency. But we have software and a online platform that allows that process to be facilitated efficiently and quickly. And so the senior program officer that I was talking to you about, she had to add, I think, somewhere near 8 more grant rounds to her calendar so that we could help and facilitate those in need because of COVID. All of our events obviously have been canceled, but, you know, looking forward to 2021, and we'll be back. We'll be back.
And that concludes our interview with Holly Morrison, the president and CEO of Community Giving Foundation, the organization which has this new name but continues to carry out the same mission, although at times differently, thanks to the COVID pandemic. Holly, thanks for being with us on the program. We want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in to this afternoon's edition of the WPGM Community Forum. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.